Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. James Franklin is going to be on the show tonight. Talk about the preseason. Bob Warming, the men's soccer coach, on tonight. They open their season officially tomorrow with San Francisco, then have Navy Sunday. So the men's soccer coach, Bob Warming, on tonight. It's part of a doubleheader with the women tomorrow. And James Franklin on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi tonight from Letterman's here in State College. I'm sure they'll get some guy to host it. Great to have you with us. Let's get to what has turned out to be a very interesting and passionate discussion about Michael Vick. By the way, Daryl Dawkins passed away today. So, and obviously some good seasons with the Philadelphia 76ers. So.
Lived in the Allentown, though, or actually Lehigh Valley area, to be more specific. Mm-hmm. First player drafted in the NBA out of high school.
Yes. So, yeah, he passed away today. But the Michael Vick story is something I am finding now in the last 24 hours. And the signing by the Steelers has brought with it an emotion and a passion of emotion that maybe I hadn't expected, because the Steelers are not his first team since exiting prison. They are the third team he will play for since exiting prison. It was 8 years ago this week that he was convicted. 8 years ago this week, convicted of the crimes. But pet owners are very passionate. There have been protests already at the Steelers training facility. There are also petitions about this, and it has drawn an interesting array of emotions. And I'd like to hear what you as fans have to say at 800-795-9565. Does he deserve a second chance, which he's been undergoing now? Does his conduct since being released from prison play an influence? Or are some crimes so cruel that you would not want him on your team? And I want to hear your opinions at 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Steeler fans have now had a chance, and football fans in general, have had a chance to absorb this. And it seems like a signing that is out of the norm for the Steelers. Although Mike Tomlin had wanted to sign him before. But it seems out of the norm for the Steelers to make this kind of move. Now, in a football sense, there certainly is a football sense to it. But does this signing go beyond a football sense? And let's be honest, he wasn't the only option out there. Even today, does it still resonate with you at 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Where, how do you feel about the Steelers signing him? We now bring in the voice of the fan.
As a Steelers fan and a dog lover, I have two right now myself. I thought what Michael Vick did was horrific. But he paid his price, served the time. He has tried to make amends. I think you have to give him an opportunity to make a life for himself. He paid his time. He paid his debt to society. It's time to move on. I mean, the man's actually even helped out with the Humane Society and helped not only raise money, but also help with their different projects and things. I mean, is what happened in 07 terrible? Yeah, absolutely. Served 2 years in prison, has paid numerous amounts of money in fines, but you got to give him an opportunity to make a life for himself again. And I would say that about anybody convicted of a crime. Once you've paid your time and you paid your debt to society, it's time then to let that person move on. Make amends, if you will, or at least have another opportunity in life.
Well, my question is, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Are there some crimes so cruel in scope that they should have considered another option?
That's a hard one for me to say, because I think it would have to depend upon it. Now, is this one, in my mind, is this one cruel enough that you should not get another opportunity? No, I don't think so. You know, where's that line? I don't know. I don't know where that line is. I don't know if that line's at murder. I honestly don't. I think I would have to take that on a case-by-case basis. But as far as I'm concerned, I honestly didn't understand the uprising in Philadelphia over the signing. Which is worse, Vic getting signed or maybe Ray Rice getting signed somewhere?
Well, what Michael Vick did, let's take Ray Rice out of it. I'm not going to start comparing crimes.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, who's done something wrong.
But Michael Vick did do something wrong, and my question is, and it's only a question. It's not a commentary. It's a question. Are there some, because what he did in with dogfighting and how those, and remember, think about your pets. And, well, they may not be innocent in some ways, but in reality, they're dependent upon you. They can't really survive without you. And think about how these animals were treated and his direct involvement in the treatment and the cruelty of it. And in some ways, the sadistic manner in which they were treated. I'm only asking the question. This is not a commentary, but it is a question. Are there some crimes that in cruelty mean that you should stay away? Now, every organization has to make their own decision. And Michael Vick, this is two teams removed. As he goes to Pittsburgh, he's gone to Philadelphia and the New York Jets. Now he's in Pittsburgh. But I'm amazed that, you know, 800-795-9565 as to how the fans feel. Is it, hey, it's a great football move. It's the kind of move you have to make. Or there are other options out there. I'm an animal lover. This really, you know, you'll find as we take calls on this today, how passionate the responses are. You know, not everybody is the do anything to win like you are.
I'm an animal lover. He served his time for his crime.
I want to win.
Well, please, and I want to win. Yes, I'm not going to hide that. I'm not going to hide the fact that I want to win. Of course, I do.
And he's the only guy that can help you win.
Now, like I said, the other day, I looked at that list of free agent quarterbacks, and there weren't many names that popped out to me that I felt could go into the game and win you a game or more if need be. And if you're a Steeler fan, you expect Ben Roethlisberger to get hurt and be out for at least one game or part of a game.
Well, who says he can? This is not an accurate thrower of the football, you know.
No, but I feel. Let me put it to you this way: as a fan, I felt comfortable when Charlie Batch went into the game. As okay, we could still win this game with Charlie Batch in the game. There weren't many names on that list that I would consider that. Brad Gronkowski is the same way. I think if you put him in the game, he's going to win you. He's going to be able to win you that game, and maybe the next one. But he's not going to win you seven. I think the same thing with Vic.
Well, Vic has drawn with him petitions and also some protests. Not extensive, but some. And the number is 800-795-9565. How do you feel, either as a fan, a pet owner? I mean, do you feel the same way? He's done his time. It's okay. Let him play. He's a couple teams removed now. Let him play. Everybody deserves second chances. Let him play. He's a dog lover. What he did was so cruel. I would never let him play for my team. That's a pretty wide range of opinions right there that I'd like to hear what the fans have to say at 800-795-9565. Some people just want to win, and other people actually have life standards.
I want to win with my standards.
Fabulous. Then I'll send you the movie The Longest Yard. 800-795-9565.
Great movie.
800-795-9565. How do you, the fans, feel about... Now, there are a lot of Eagle fans in here. There are a lot of Eagle fans. They're the ones that first time through... where there was no track record. Vic at least now has a 6-year track record. There was no track record when the Eagles signed him. There was no track record at all. And the Eagles were the ones that stepped out and signed him. Now at least he has a 6-year track record. But does the cruelty of why he went to prison, and it was cruel, it's really cruel, still outweigh the last 6 years? 800-795-9565. We'll come back with more in a moment and your calls here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
0-66.
The winning trolley is at Sunbury Motors Kia.
0% financing for 66 months.
Sunbury Motors Kia has the winning play with 0% APR financing for 66 months. Why pay interest when you can drive away in any new Kia with 0% financing? Choose from 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, Souls, Cadenzas, Sedonas, Sportages, and 2016 Serenos. Sunbury Motors Kia has every color and every option available. Plus, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Ask yourself, why pay interest on a new vehicle? Come to Sunbury Motors Kia now and pay 0% APR for 66 months. Owning a brand new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
0-66.
Financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's amazing that even years later, the Michael Vick story resonates with people. And we'll go to Mike in Northumberland at 800-795-9565. Mike, thanks for your patience and holding. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear you. And good to hear yesterday you were talking about the Mike Fish situation also. I am originally from Philadelphia and had an opportunity to watch Mike Vick and root for him and to see how he grew as a person. Initially, I had some skepticism. But, you know, it was a second chance. He didn't murder anybody, person, Yeah, I understand it was animals, and I got animals. I have a couple of dogs myself. I'm a dog lover. But the guy did rehabilitate himself, and I didn't see any reason why he wouldn't be able to get a second chance. I didn't see any reason for it. And then Pittsburgh, as far as Pittsburgh goes, you mentioned about the seven games, maybe getting seven games. You know, he's a good, Mike Vick's a good backup. He proved it in New York. But mm-hmm. I'm not sure he's a seven-gamer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's going to win you a few games that you need to win while a Ben Roethlisberger is hurt, but I don't think he's going to win you 7-8 games in a season. I agree.
Yeah, right. We saw that last year in New York where he was in there for a while, and then you had him replacing that Geno, and then they brought Geno back because Vic wasn't panning out. But I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be allowed to play. I can understand people not liking him, but if you want a guy that's going to do the job, he's the guy for you.
Fair enough, Mike. Thank you very much for your comments.
All right, thank you. Good hearing you.
Yes, you too. 800-795-9565. Again, the wide range that you will get, and I don't know what category, obviously, anyone falls into. That's why we take the calls and find out what category you fall into. In football, in terms of pure football sense, you take everything aside, it's a completely logical signing in a football sense. You want a backup quarterback in the NFL today that has some game experience, some game speed, gets it, isn't in awe of it when they go into it. It doesn't look like the game is going 520 miles an hour to them when they get in. But he brings with him to the table a little bit more than just that. Eagles fans, watch this, and that was a bigger test as far as I'm concerned. There was no track record when Philadelphia signed him. It was guesswork that he would be a model citizen. But even today, it brings with it emotion. And again, the question I ask, are some crimes, some elements so cruel in scope that would make it difficult for you to sign him to play football for your team? Now, that doesn't mean you wouldn't allow him to sign with the St. Louis Rams or the San Diego Chargers or whatever. But it turns out that for some people in our area, it's your team he's signing with, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what emotion does that bring to the table? What emotion did you as Eagles fans have when you first saw that they signed him? And then how do you feel he conducted himself? 800-795-9565. Like to hear your thoughts and comments on it, besides when it all costs her.
Who? Almost. It's almost that way.
You have no standards. 800-795-9565 is the number.
If he would not have shown any sort of, I don't want to use the word remorse because that's not applicable here, but if he would not have shown that he has tried to turn himself around and recognize the mistake he made, then I would say, yeah, then I don't want to see my team sign him, but I don't think that's the case.
In fairness, you can't call it a mistake. Okay? It was cruel and it was multiple. To be fair,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just,
hey, a mistake is putting your left turn signal on and turning right.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And at Hummel's Wharf, they have Kia Sorentos. Kevin has been driving one, and tomorrow will be a very, very tough day. If you'd like to see a real show of a grown man whining and complaining, it's Kevin turning the car in.
It's a lot of tears, and then they pry the key fob from my hand. It's not pretty, I must admit.
0% up to 66 months will help you own a Kia Sorento. Plus, you'll get 750 Kia finance Kia cash back in the finance. Or you could go 72 months for 1.9%. And I'll tell you right now, the tag that they have in this cherry-colored Kia Sorento is nowhere near what the sticker price is. So take a look at all the vehicles as they're trying to sell another 30-plus vehicles for the rest of this weekend, early part of next week before the end of August, and take advantage of that 0% up to 66 months on most models, including the Optima and the Forte. And, well, you know, you can go through the lot and find out. When you visit Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, find out about the all-wheel drive Sorento and how smooth that drive is and how much room you'll have for all your tailgating festivities coming up in a couple weeks at Beaver Stadium. At Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, you'll find Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. Details on the vehicle specifically available at sunburymotorskia.com or follow me on Twitter or at Kevin Herr on Facebook. Actually, let me change that around. Follow me on Facebook or at Kevin Herr on Twitter. Something like that.
Another smooth ad is only Kevin can do. All right.
It's going so well to the very end.
Welcome back. The Michael Vick signing, I think, took Steeler fans aback. I think they were genuinely surprised by it. You followed the team closely. You were surprised.
I was surprised when I heard they were looking at him, and then when I heard they signed him, I wasn't surprised that they signed him. I was surprised that they were looking.
Looking at him and signing him were 2 hours apart.
But you know what? I knew the Steelers needed a backup quarterback, and I knew they needed a veteran, so I figured that would be that makes sense to me now.
And now? You didn't think of him before.
No, that's what I'm saying. When they said, when I heard that the Steelers were inviting Vic to talk to them, I thought, wow, that's a surprise. And then when they signed him, I'm like, okay, I'm not surprised anymore because he's a veteran quarterback and they need that.
Well, I think it took Steeler fans aback. You know, first of all, you know, I think the initial thought was Gradkowski would be out 3 to 4 weeks. And now it's going to be longer than that. Gradkowski was the perfect backup quarterback that you're looking for in this league. Game experience, not awed by speed, can play, can check plays down the line because he's done it before. Tougher for rookies to do, and it was obvious Landry Jones cannot handle the job as the number two quarterback. That's obvious. But I think when the Steeler fans, I mean, it's amazing that Michael Vick, less so now than 6 years ago, less so now, obviously, than 8 years ago, but there in some quarters is still a polarizing figure. Dog lovers, animal lovers, and they're all up and down the valley. Some can't get out of their mind what he was accused of and convicted of doing, even though it's years removed now. 800-795-9565, you'd like to jump in with your opinion, we'd love to hear it. Would you have signed him? And if so, why or why not? 800-795-9565. We'll stay on that topic, and we'll take your calls all show long on that and get your opinions one way or the other as to how you fall on this. And do you feel that some crimes are so cruel in scope that, all right, fine, you know, the Raiders can sign him, but we're not going to sign him. Or, hey, look, he paid his time. He's played in the league. I'm glad they signed him. 800-795-9565 is the number. Four Penn State football freshmen will get the green light to be a part of the mix right away. Those four are Saquon Barkley at running back, wide receiver Juwan Johnson, wide receiver Brandon Polk, and corner John Reed. A dozen others are in the yellow light category. Idealistically, you'd like to redshirt them, but if circumstances change anywhere in the depth chart, the door is open to them possibly playing. But there are four off the top that do. 800-795-9565. They also took Koa Farmer, by the way, and they bumped him back to safety. Because now they have more depth at linebacker, which helps. Dave in Sunbury, how are you, Dave?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling today.
Listen, I've been a Steeler fan for 62 years. And I've lived through the good times and the bad times. And just let Vic go into a game, win one game, save a game, and they'll forget all about the bad dog.
Okay. Winning does usually cure a lot of things, Dave.
Especially in Pittsburgh. Believe me.
Right.
So, remember Cordell?
No, go ahead, Dave.
You remember Cordell?
Sure, of course.
Well, a little bit of the same thing. They were all down on him. Then he had all that speed, and he won a couple games. Calling that he was the best thing since sliced bread, you know.
I hear you, and obviously Steeler fan base is doesn't exactly get up in arms about Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh no! Yeah, I like Vic, and I think he needs a chance, and I think he did his time, and he paid his debt to society. And I just hope that he's a positive back for the Steelers.
Dave, thank you so much for your thoughtful call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. See ya.
800-795-9565. Kevin writing all sorts of messages. Just disregard. Move on.
Thanks.
Well,
I just found something that I didn't realize, that his teammates in Philadelphia voted him the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award, and that he won, or that he worked to get Animal Fighting Spectator Prohibition Act passed through Congress. Neither of which
I
knew.
I knew both, but I would hope he would have on the second one he needed to.
Well, I agree. I agree. Right.
He is also one of the few federally released prisoners that has not taken a vow of poverty since leaving either. I mean, the 6 years has been financially very good for him. 800-795-9565 is the number. So Koa Farmer goes from outside linebacker back to safety. Let's talk about the four guys for a moment as well, as we can continue with the Michael Vick conversation, and we will continue to mention that from time to time if you want to jump in at 800-795-9565. You look at the wideouts. You have Godwin, Blacknall, Deshaun Hamilton, DeAndre Tompkins, even Matt Zanellato gets into the mix. So now you're going to add in Brandon Polk and Juwan Johnson. You're saying now, you know, why not redshirt them too? And there are a couple of elements that come into play here. If your talent is good enough to be in the mix to be considered, you need to be considered. And the other part is, do they bring a skill set to the table that either enhances what you're already doing or is a little bit different than what you had been doing? Let's start with Juwan Johnson. 6'4", long arms, really good speed, good route runner, and it's that length, that size at 6'4", that is what I'm talking about. He brings something to the table that is different than the existing group you had. You don't have anyone in that group that is 6'4" with that kind of length. I'm sure a decision had to be made between Irvin Charles and Juwan Johnson, and because they both bring similar length and skill sets to the table, and they ended up selecting Johnson. That brings us to Brandon Polk. What does he bring to the table that enhances the group or is a little bit different than what they already have? And that is afterburner speed. Absolute afterburner speed. That's what he brings. Barkley brings a different and upgraded skill set at tailback with speed, power. And Reed just knows how to play football at corner. Bob in Watsontown on Christian Hackenberg. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, Bob. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. I was wondering if Christian Hackenberg has a fairly good year. Do you think he might leave college and go pro?
If you get out there and you're getting an indication from people in the know in the NFL that you're going to be a relatively high draft pick, it's something you have to seriously consider. You have to really go when the iron is hot. And if you're comfortable with that, then fine. I want to see how this season plays out for him, how it develops for him. But I was one guy I was very surprised about, Bob, last year was Cardale Jones. I really thought when Cardale Jones was deciding in the NFL that he absolutely was going, and there was no doubt in my mind he would go, because I thought to myself, I don't even know if he's going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State next year. Go while the iron is hot. And, you know, we'll see how the season plays out for him. But if it plays out really well for him, he would be smart to at least consider it and then make a decision.
Do you think Coach Franklin would try to talk him out of it, or would he be kind of more like Joe? I know Joe usually left up to the players and sometimes even told them they couldn't. I know LeVar Arrington, he left as a junior, and he actually told him there wasn't much he could accomplish there anymore. And he left early.
Joe was a lot like Dean Smith in that regard. Joe was really a pioneer, along with Dean Smith, in the ability to look at players and tell them whether or not they were ready to go or not, what was in their best interest. What Joe would do was this. A player would come to him and would say, Coach, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And Joe would always give them this answer. Let me call a couple of people that I trust so we can find out where they think you might go, and then we'll go from there. And he would do that on a consistent basis. And he told some players that, hey, I'm told you could go here, here, and here. Here's the information. And then he'd allow them to make that decision. Only a couple of times did he ever tell a player, nah, you know what, I really don't think you're ready. One of them, I'll give you a good example. He actually told Richie Anderson that he thought he needed one more year in college. And Richie Anderson said, no, I'm still going anyway. And he went. And Richie Anderson ended up, to his credit, carving out a 10-year NFL career. But Joe is a lot like Dean Smith. I'll call some people to find out that I trust to see where you fall in this thing. That way you have a pretty good idea to help you make the decision, and then we'll go from there. He was never one to look at somebody and go, oh, no, stay 4 years, stay 5 years. It was what was best for the athlete at the time.
Where do you think Christian Hackenberg falls in as far as, say, top 20 quarterbacks in a collegiate, you know?
Would be draft eligible. You're talking about draft eligible quarterbacks?
No, I mean,
where is he from?
No. I mean, right now, as far as before the season starts. I mean, do you think he's top five in Division One, or top 10, or out there as far as quarterbacks go?
Well, all right, that's a difficult one to say. Let's talk about who I think some of the top quarterbacks are. Okay, let's take the NFL out of the equation. Let's just talk about pure college quarterbacks. Okay. That grouping of top quarterbacks in my mind right now would be the kid from TCU would certainly be one right away. Cody Kessler of USC, probably a little small for the NFL, but really a dynamic college quarterback. Connor Cook of Michigan State. Christian Hackenberg of Penn State. I think if he's the starter, JT Barrett at Ohio State. This is an interesting year for quarterbacks across the board for this reason. Check out the top 15. Notice how many schools in the top 15 are breaking in a first-time starter quarterback this year. Many more than people realize. Florida State, Alabama, Oregon. I mean, these are all alleged contenders for the Final Four here, breaking in new quarterbacks this year. This is not the year of the veteran quarterback. Dak Prescott of Mississippi State would be another one of those top quarterbacks in this particular year. I left him out inadvertently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it, Bob. 800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Come on home, you'll get more. Come on home to Kohl's.
Kohl's Hardware invites you to the grand opening party this Saturday from 10 to 3 at our new convenient location at 700 North Broad Street in Selins Grove.
Join us for free refreshments, workshops, store-wide discounts of up to 20% off, and fabulous prizes like a 5-piece outdoor dining set with patio umbrella, Weber Platinum charcoal grill, fire pit, and much more.
There will be over $5,000 in prizes, product demos, and even a bounce house for the kids. So bring the whole family.
Don't miss the party this Saturday from 10 till 3. You're going to love our new location, convenient parking, free hot dogs, and over $5,000 in prizes and giveaways.
It's party time at our new location at 700 North Broad Street in Selins Grove. We're right around the corner, right here in your hometown. Come on home to our new Selins Grove Kohl's Hardware.
Come on home, you'll get more. Come on home to Kohl's.
Kohl's Hardware.
Come on home to Kohl's.
We're at Selins Grove Ford, and this could be now the home of Mr. Snowman. Todd Benner is with me, and he hands me this piece of paper, and I can't believe this, folks. He wants to talk about winter.
Oh, I can't believe that. I really don't want to talk about it, but you know what? The fun thing about the car business, it's all anticipation, right? And so what we're doing here at Selins Grove Ford, I hate to say it, but snow is going to be coming.
Well, yeah, I guess we got to get ready.
So what we're doing now, before the prices go up on pre-owned, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drives, whatever it is, we have over 70 to choose from.
Great.
Starting at $49.95.
Selection is great here at Selins Grove Ford. I mean, the 4x4s, if you're ready to go for old man winter, it's time to start looking. It really is.
It is. And you know what? Your four-wheel drive is worth more at Selins Grove Ford as well. So come on in. If you're thinking about getting a four-wheel drive, come in to Selins Grove Ford before the prices go up.
Ready for old man winter at Selins Grove Ford at the Bridge in Selins Grove.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay cargo shorts are just $39.99 each when you buy two or more.
You take a test to get your driver's license. You take a test to find out about your cholesterol. So how do you know if you have dangerous levels of radon gas in your home? Take the test. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. It's odorless, colorless, and radioactive. Testing is quick and inexpensive. So take the test. It could save your life. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection.
We've been talking Penn State football. We've been talking Michael Vick. Taking calls at 800-795-9565. Michael Vick signs with the Steelers and brings with him a past that I think surprised a lot of Steeler fans that they signed him. Is there a logic to it? Yes, of course there's a football logic to it. But this is the NFL where, you know, you just want to win. Let's get money. Let's win. I mean, if the NFL were about doing the right thing all the time, then St. Louis and San Diego would not be moving to Los Angeles.
Well, you know, there was a time where the Steelers would have put possibly a fine of their own on these players with substance issues. So maybe there's a change in the mentality in the
There's definitely a change in mentality, but that you have a CBA now, all right, that covers that.
That's true.
So that's why you don't do that anymore.
But the Steelers, you have to admit, have been noted over the years for, you know, not signing guys because of issues like the issues in general. So that part of it, I think, is a surprise to a lot of Steeler fans.
Also the same organization that kept telling everybody James Harrison was fine on the field.
What's your point? You're saying he's not?
Would you like to check out his bank account and how many checks he's written? And please don't tell me that he's just a very charitable guy.
He's been targeted by the National Football League.
No, I think there's a reason why he keeps the guy. That's because he's been targeting other people.
The only targeting that's going on is his bank account, all right? That's all the targeting that's going on.
Yeah. Santonio Holmes? Really? There's another one that just like sit there and go, okay, even your quarterback. Not exactly a smooth ride.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I
know that. And now Martavius Bryant.
We don't know what it was.
Well, okay, what do you think he suspended for four games for, okay? Right.
This is the NFL. It could be anything. It's the NFL. It could be for underinflating a football.
No, four games is a standard that everyone knows what four games means. Okay? He violated the substance abuse policy.
What substance? You know it. What substance?
Obviously a banned one. Let's start with that premise. Okay? Here's a list of banned substances. I can't take it.
I just don't understand how these guys are, I had a cold and I took this. If it's on the list, why are you taking it? Now, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but we've heard that before.
Yeah, okay. Something tells me it wasn't an antihistamine.